Krisus per Gimel Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is a hemshich of the discussion that we had before about various arayas being chal bebas achas. How many chatois could you be chayev? But it's worded in a different context. It's not the tzuras haMishnah is not the yesh shebo al echod v'yesh bo 6 or 8 lavin. This is a discussion, and there's going to be other discussions that are not necessarily related to this inyan between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. The context is very interesting. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Shoalti is Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua be'itlis shel amon. What this is, itlis is a meat market, and they went for a specific purpose. They weren't stamped draying in the market. Shoalchu likach behemel lemishte b'noy shel Rabbi Gamliel. They went to buy an animal. And the Gemara says that the reason why, before I should bring it, the reason why the Gemara has to speak out the historical context, who cares, is because even though they were Isik right now in setting up catering in a Mishnah of what do G'dayle Tanoim do, whatever's going on in their personal lives, they talk in learning and they pass in Shailah. And that's what was going on over here. Rav Kiva at that point was a Talmud, and he asked Rav Gamliel Rav Yeshua from the Zikne Ador in the context of buying food for the Suda. And that the question that was asked is a question that's negated to our sugis. Habo alachoisoi, valachoisovi, valachois imoi behelem echod. We're talking over here about a woman who's his sister, also the sister of his father, and also the sister of his mother. How could that be? The pashtus is, talking about he was bought 3 women, behelem echod. The shail of the Gemara, whether he's going to be chayiv, al kol echos ve'echod, or he's chayiv only achas al kulon, is not relevant in that case, because since they're 3 different women, even though it's behelam echot, it's what's called beloshna Gemara gufen muchlokim, that renders it 3 distinct shkogos, and he'd be chayiv 3. That's not the shail. The shail over here, the Mefarshim explains, in the Gemara, is the Rav says a hochi kama lash in the Gemara. Habo al achoisei shehi, the very same woman is achoisei achoisei. Now the only way for his sister to be also his aunt is only when somebody was bo al imoy birishus. Ruvain, he says shebo al imoy v'hoilu memen shtei bonois. V'chaza ubo al achas mi b'noisa v'hoilu memen ben. So this is a mess. It's a double mamzerus. And then the son is bo al achoisei, who's also the sister of his father and the sister of his mother because of this multi-generational arayas. So what's the shaila? The shaila is on the one hand, there's nothing here defining it as 3. It's behelam echot. So there's nothing here really defining it as 3. It's 1 haloma on all 3. He didn't know that's who he was being born. So it's 1 haloma. On the other hand, it's 3 distinct separate averis, which are normally gufim, mechulakim. That means the assumption that's over here is that if there's a helam echod, even though there's multiple averos, there'll only be 1 chiv. Like we said, if somebody picks multiple blades of grass on Shabbos without knowing that picking grass is a malach, he'll be chayv once, even though he did multiple maisim, because the haloma, the shgoga, is only 1. V'omruli, the Amgamliya Rabbi Yeshua said, loy shamanu. We don't have a clear Maseris on this type of case. Avol. Shamanu, we do have a Maseris on a case which is similar. They're going to make a tushto. Habo al-chomesh noshov nidois. Person has 5 wives. And he doesn't know that the 5 of them were pierced in nido. And he was bo al-chomeshtom. Behelom echod. Shul chayim al-kol achas v'achas. So what do you see? V'royin onu. Shadvorim kal v'chomer. If the same iser, it's a ba'al nido, and it's kama times, he can be chayv kama chatois, we don't look at it as 1 haloma. Kal v'chomer with a separate isurim, that would be considered multiple isurim, multiple halomas. The Gemara says, not in the Mishnah by us, but the Gemara says that the poshut pircha on this kal v'chomer is that gufim mechulakim, the svar that we mentioned before, defines 5 isurim, even if they're in 1 woman, as multiple halomas. Mashenkin, the same isur, even if it's multiple maisim, is 1 haloma. Lamaisa, the Gemara, because of this svara, argues on the tzushta of Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. There's a vaista satana and a braisa that argues. And the Gemara Lamaisa learns out from a pasuk. There's a drosha eves achoisa gilo, There's a pasuk in the Parshas Arayis, Avoino Yiso. The Torah already says in that very same pasuk, Isha sheyikach zachoisu basover basimoy, v'rosa v'osov, v'nichusu leine b'nei amums. What's ever zachoisu gilo? So Mela, what it's teaching us is, achoisu, that's also other Yisur. That's the way the Gemara learns it, the Rav brings it. What this is a makor that Shemos mechulokim, even in one ma'isa bia, there's no guf mechulokim. Shemos mechulokim divides into sub halomas. Each one's a separate haloma. Ma'ashegim by guf mechulokim, we don't have exesa kosim. That's a bazunder din. The guf mechulokim is taka mechalik. Okay, that's the tzura of the Mishnah. Now, like we said, there's going to be other shailas over here in this context of this conversation. Ve'oid sholon Rebbe Akiva. He asked him Gamliel Rebbe Yeshua in the same circumstances, something that's from Maseches Chulin Bechlal, not Maseches Krisus. Eiver hamedudul ba'behema mahu. Mishnah was brought taka in Chulin. You have an animal, and a leg was cut off. The leg wasn't totally cut off. It's most of the flesh, most of the bone, it's hanging literally. Mahu, does it have a din that it's already mekabel tuma, like an eiver, minachai, which is metamik and nevela, or is it still attached to the body? So nevela, it's not a nevela for itself, and it still has a chelik, still has a shem of a chelik of the body, and it's not metamik. Omru loy shomanu, we don't have misar in this din. Avol shomanu be'eva medudl ba'odom shuhutor. It doesn't have a din of metamik kemes. Shikachoyu mukeshkin b'Yerushalayim oisin. This was unfortunate. You would have a person who was a mukeshkin. It didn't happen often, but Kanira, there was on the record a case where there was somebody who had shchin. The shchin over here, we're talking about something which causes a shriveling up of vital organs, well, not of vital organs, of limbs. And Rachmanson, a person who was hit with this machla, which we don't have today, would have literally where his foot or his hand would shrivel and it would be rendered useless and eventually would fall off. Literally, the skin and the bone, everything would shrivel and it would fall off. So you had a person, and it was Erev Pesach, and he had an aver on his body, a leg, an arm, that was medudl because of this machla, but it hadn't fallen off yet. He wants to proceed with cutting it off before it falls off. Why? Because it's medudl, and he wants to be able to bring a Karban Pesach. The concern was, hit with such a machla, what's on his mind, he should be able to bring Karban Pesach. A tome can't be shutim, can't be yaitz a Karban Pesach. So he doesn't want to have the eva cut off. Why does he want to have it cut off? Because he can't sit between people. It's a terrible machla, it's a davamos, it's horrible. So he can't sit with other people with this, with his arm literally coming off, falling to pieces. On the other hand, to have it cut off now, at the point of nituk, he's touching it, and then he becomes tome, and he's tome tumas meis. An eiver min ha'odom is metame kemeis. So Mela, what he wants to do is he wants to find a way to amputate Rachmanis on this limb that's anyways coming off without becoming tome. What he does like this. Ha'luch le'er pesach etzalo roifi. He goes to a surgeon. V'choit choy atshu meniach bat kisayra. It's cut off until it leaves over mamish a minuscule amount. Mamish kisayra where it's still attached to the body. V'toichvay b'sira. And what he does is he takes some type of clip or some type of peg and he attaches the aver with this little hanging bit. V'nimshach mimenu, it stays on, but then nimshach mimenu means that the pressure of the limb, which is pachsuyes or amputated, because it was mostly amputated, will come off. V'oz halo oise pischoy. Nobody becomes tummy. The roife that did the amputation didn't cut it off totally. He never touched an amputated limb. He himself didn't become tummy. He doesn't become tummy from the etzem amputation. He becomes tummy from touching the amputated limb as it's coming off. But over here, since it was attached with a piece, and then he pulls himself off by force, so mele, it comes off. This metal piece, a wood piece, what the Gemara says, besiro is like a peg, and what it does is then it pulls off the eva bebasacha, so he never was noga be'eva, the reifer was also not noga be'eva, And Nebuchadnezzar is limited habitat, but at least he could come Pesach. V'royinonu shadvorm kal v'choymer. Vaisto is that the dildul does not render it an aver mace. It's considered still attached. And on that, there's a kal v'choymer that by the aver behemo also the mimetame tumus tevel also won't be mitame if it's attached afilu b'mashu.